Crusade Convention, a recovering alcoholic. Many of us know him and been knowing him down through the years. He travels for the federal government talking on alcoholism. His name is Don Newcomb, ex-Dodger baseball player. His life was almost destroyed. But one day he made up his mind, and you should hear that fantastic testimony that he gives. It'll make you cry. Don Newcomb is going around helping people all over the world now, telling them to put down the bomb. And that's exactly what I want to tell you tonight. I want to use a very unusual subject.
Come on with it.
Put down your whiskey bomb. Whiskey bottle. I need a scripture to support me. Now the 20th chapter of Proverbs, the first verse, wine is a marker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Now, whether it's wine, beer, gin, or whatever, let's just call it whiskey tonight. Because if you can put down your whiskey bottle, you can put down your wine bottle too. Now, I'm not trying to put nobody on the spot, but if all of us are familiar with alcohol, listen, I'll tell you what, how many of you all here tonight, now don't fool me, how many people here tonight have ever, now we won't hold you to it doing it now, but how many people here tonight have ever tasted any kind of liquor or alcohol before? Hold up your hand.
Friend of mine.
And every week he would get paid, the first thing he would buy would be some alcohol. That came before any child, any wife, anybody. Somebody reminded me that this man was on the street. He was so in love with alcohol. It was his number one thing was alcohol.
Yeah.
His wine. He just loved it.
Yeah.
And one day he got in a little fight down the street. He had his bottle in his pocket. And one of his buddies hit him and knocked him down. He fell on his bottle and broke it. And he felt that wetness back there. And he fell and said, "Lord, please let it be blood." Characters.
All right.
And find out every one of them that failed to put down their liquor bottle or alcohol bottle,
yes,
or whatever you want to call it, error in life.
Uh-huh.
Anybody who abused alcohol automatically will fail in life.
Yes.
All right.
Well, Noah.
Noah, yes,
would not put down his bottle. Noah, you might remember him as building the ark.
Yeah.
He saved his family from the flood.
Yeah.
Noah became drunk,
yep,
after the flood.
Uh-huh.
And after that, Noah never did do anything else outstanding.
Uh-huh.
Because he failed to put down the liquor bottle.
Yeah.
And then I can call on Nabal.
Uh-huh.
Nabal would not put down his bottle. And you might remember Nabal rejects David's servant. And Nabal held a feast of drinking in his house. And the result, Nabal was smitten to death by the Lord.
Yeah.
And he could have been full of strong drink.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Eli would not put down his bottle.
Yeah.
Eli succeeded his father Bashir as Israel's king. Eli indulged in using alcoholic beverages.
Yep.
And the record says that Eli was assassinated,
yes,
while drunk in his steward's house.
Yes. Yes.
That's a bad way to die,
yes,
drunk.
Yes.
You know where you're going when you die drunk.
Uh-huh.
And then King Benadab would not put down his liquor bottle.
Yes.
King Benadab of Syria reigned in the time of Ahab.
All right.
King Benadab became drunk with the kings who helped him.
Uh-huh.
You know, got drunk with all the kings who helped him.
Yes.
And he was defeated by Israel.
Uh-huh.
There have been many people who have been defeated by many evil forces in this world simply because they were holding on to the whiskey bottle.
Yeah.
I can call upon Belshazzar.
Yes.
Belshazzar would not put down his bottle.
Yeah.
Belshazzar drank wine before thousands.
Yeah.
He worshipped idol God.
Yes, sir.
Belshazzar was drunk with wine when he was slain.
Yeah.
You find that in the book of Daniel.
Yeah.
And then Felix would not put down his bottle.
Yeah.
I don't want to call on a few witnesses yet.
Yeah.
And Felix was the governor of Judea.
Yeah. All right.
Felix was guilty of using strong drink.
Yeah.
Felix, far as we know, was never saved.
Yeah. All right.
Because his strong drink kept telling him it's all right to put it off. Well, many people can say amen about these men and other men.
Yes, sir.
There's somebody tonight that could not raise their hand, no doubt, a while ago when we asked everybody who has tasted liquor or alcohol to raise your hand. Who had been drunk, somebody couldn't raise their hand.
Yes, sir.
I want to prove to you tonight that all of us,
uh-huh,
been drunk a little bit.
Excellent.
Not only will liquor make you drunk, but there are a few more things that can make you drunk. You might have never tasted any homebrew. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Homebrew. But let me look at another thing that will make you staggering drunk. And that is jealousy. Some folk can't hardly stand up. They are intoxicated with jealousy. There are some people tonight drunk on hate. Some people hate to see somebody else move up. Next door neighbor get a paintbrush and paint the house. But all you got to do is get out there and paint yours. And then not only that, but envy will make you dead drunk. Isn't that right? And then murder. Some folks, I've never killed nobody, but you know, there are a lot of character killers. Months ago with some alcohol authorities. Not that I was trying to take over. for their business.
Uh-huh.
But you know the experts in the alcohol program said that once a person is an alcoholic, he's always an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So he's only one drop away.
Yes, sir.
But you know I have to disagree.
Yes, sir.
Because my Bible says, if you receive Christ in your heart, he'll make you a new creature. Is that right? And I believe if Jesus Christ tonight can tell a man who has been lame for 30 long years, pick up his bed and walk, and enable him to do it, he can enable a man to lay down a whiskey bottle. Without doing having anything.
tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel K-A-Y-T-F-M.
Yeah. Alexandria 88.1.
Ready to be. Ready. 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 Ready.
Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.